AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Charlotte, North Carolina is the latest city preparing for the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden says that federal officials plan to deploy U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents as early as this weekend. President Donald Trump has defended sending federal agents and the military into Democratic-run cities to combat crime and enforce his administration's deportation policies. Trump has also used this summer's fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte as proof that Democratic-led cities fail to protect their residents from violent crime. Local activists and officials in Charlotte say they are working to prepare the immigrant community by sharing resources and trying to calm fears. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department has sued to block the new congressional districts approved by California voters. It sets the stage for a clash between the Trump administration and the state's Democratic governor. Gavin Newsom is seen as a likely 2028 presidential contender. Texas A&M has adopted a policy requiring professors get prior approval before discussing race and gender. And in Weatherford, Oklahoma, dozens of people were treated at hospitals after a leaking tanker truck spewed dangerous ammonia gas outside a hotel overnight, filling its hallways with fumes and forcing hundreds of nearby residents to evacuate. Michael Johnson is an oil worker who was staying at the hotel.
This is an incident that they don't train for, because you're at ground zero. You're supposed to die. We all thought we surely weren't going to make it.
Had I looked out here in the back and I just see all the same white smoke, I don't know where we're surrounded. We're locked in. Like, we're all about to sit here. We're going to die right now. You know, I mean, there was no air.
Stocks took a big tumble today, led by losses in NVIDIA and other AI stars. The S&P down about 1.7%. This is AP News. Workers at 65 Starbucks around the country on strike.
It's happening on busy Red Cup Day. Free reusable cups are given to customers who buy a holiday drink.
Managers who may not know how to make your drink this morning.
Picketers were outside a Starbucks in Philadelphia.
Please not go to Starbucks today until they get a contract!
The strike has forced some Starbucks to close. Sylvia Baldwin is a barista in Philadelphia.
We're calling for the company to come back to the bargaining table and settle a first contract with us that actually addresses the problems in our stores, understaffing, lack of the hours we need, and lack of the pay we need to actually pay our bills and make ends meet.
Starbucks emphasizes most of its 10,000 stores nationwide are open and operating as usual. The company says it offers the best wage and benefit package in retail. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.